Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
You are listening to X-Ray FM KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM and out on the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM and, of course, streaming online live and archived all over the world at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher. This is Raise a Glass, and we're doing just that in honor of Plas Johnson, the man who played what is arguably the most recognizable saxophone part of all time there on Henry Mancini's Pink Panther's theme. Take that, Coltrane. Plas Johnson died last week at the age of 94. A lot of recent deaths to commemorate on today's show, including two to start off this next block. You're on X-Ray.
Trouble.
On this day in 1988, Mudhoney's first ever single was released on Sub Pop. That was Touch Me, I'm Sick, perhaps the first song to usher in the grunge era, actually. Before that, Raising a Glass to Tony Sly, frontman for pop punk's No Use for a Name. He died on this day in 2012 in his sleep. He was only 41, and no cause of death was ever revealed. We heard the song Soulmate. Prior to that, a couple of recent losses. Lou Kohler, the Sick of It All singer. He was 59. He died on July 24th of esophageal cancer. We heard Built to Last. And at the top of the block, Jennifer Finch, the bassist for L7. She died of brain cancer on July 18th. She left the band in the mid-90s, but rejoined in 2014. She was also 59. Also in happier L7 news, happy birthday to co-founder and guitarist Susie Gardner, who turns 66 today. All right, back to it. Kinks, X-Ray. Time to find new blood.
X-Ray FM is supported by our friends at Pickathon, returning to Pendarvis Farm in Happy Valley on July 30th through August 2nd, with 4 days of music, camping, food, art, and community. Tickets and information at pickathon.com.
Thank you.
It was on this day in 2015, Rush played their last concert with arguably the greatest drummer of all time, the Professor, Neil Peart. It wasn't announced as their farewell, but the band had hinted it might be, and at the end of the show, Peart uncharacteristically came to the front of the stage to take a bow with his bandmates. And indeed, that was it. He was diagnosed with brain cancer soon after and kept it a secret from the public until he passed in 2020. That was the Giant Steps of Rock, YYZ, from Exit Stage Left, complete with a Saturday morning drum solo for you. You're welcome. You may have heard Rush have decided to soldier on with a tour, which they're currently on, with Neil's replacement, Annika Niles, and she has just blown everybody's mind and shattered expectations. Suddenly, it seems like Rush is the biggest rock band going right now. Prior to that, we wish a happy birthday to Robert Cray, who turned 73 today. We heard New Blood from his 1986 breakthrough album, Strong Persuader. And atop that block, The Kinks doing Better Things, the song that closes their decidedly cynical album, Give the People What They Want, on an optimistic note. I play that in honor of the man who played their keyboards from 1979 to 89, Ian Gibbons left us on this day in 2019. Hey, did you know today is Spider-Man Day? Well, it is! You'd think that's some sort of marketing gimmick to tie into the new movie, but no, this tradition has been around for a while. Spidey's first appearance in Amazing Fantasy number 15 was the August 1962 issue, hence August 1st. I guess you could say it's Peter Parker's 64th birthday. However, the August issue actually hit newsstands on June 5th, so never understood why they did that with the dates on comics and magazines. And I don't think I'll figure it out now, so let's just do a check on
This Day in History.
1900. Pardon me for partially Americanizing this one. The first Michelin guide is published by the brothers Edouard and André Michelin as a hotel and restaurant reference guide to encourage more road travel and thus boost tire sales. 1932. The George Washington Quarter goes into circulation. 1933, Nazi Germany establishes the death penalty for anti-fascists.
I guess getting 50 years is getting off easy then. Those folks in Texas should be thankful, really.
1941, the first Jeep is produced. Today, an estimated 15,000 World War II Jeeps still exist worldwide out of the 648,000 originally built.
Oh, they definitely don't make these like they used to.
1957. The first commercial building heated by the sun is opened in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
In Albuquerque, I think that would just be a building.
1961, the new San Francisco Hall of Justice opens.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Thanks, Ted Knight.
Well, we're waiting.
1971, the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour debuts on CBS. Although the program was an hour long, it did in fact contain no actual comedy. 1972, Woodward and Bernstein's first article exposing the Watergate scandal is published in the Washington Post. 1976, the Seattle Seahawks take the field for the first time in a preseason game against the San Francisco 49ers at the newly constructed Kingdome in Seattle. 1988, noted Pumpkinhead Rush Limbaugh begins his nationally syndicated radio program, kicking off a movement of right-wing misinformation and propaganda.
2025, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting announces that it will begin shutting down after Republican-controlled Congress canceled the previously approved funding.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Good time.
Anytime you need a payment.
Good time.
Anytime you need a friend.
Good time.
Anytime you're out from under.
Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water. Making a wave when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good time.
Just in case you didn't hear, Sparky D is in the place. Yes, I'm here. Here to say Roxanne can't hang. So be for real. Huh, Miss Thang? Cause me, the Playgirls, and UTFO hail from Brooklyn. So now you know.
But did they take her to the beach?
That's what they planned. But all they would have done was dumped her in the sand.
She's Sparky D.
You can't hang with me.
Roxanne, you're through.
Girl, I'm stepping all over you. I'm light skinned, I'm picking live, I'm down below. To turn your own and always chilling, always ready, always willing. Anyone that disagree to try to hang on you will see that rock, rock, and I can't go on. Or with the shake of the, your mind's in a trance. And soon enough, darling, I'll be rocking your cash, your bike, your credit, your 98 too. Now tell me, fly guys, what can you do? Now if you don't like to step off down the road, cause I may be bitter real, not 10 carry gold. So the homeboys and the homegirls too, that they should never ever mess with Sparky D's crew. Mona, Lisa, City Slim, Mosky, and the cold-blooded house rockin' Sparky D. I'm better than ever, you can never be this clever. My rap is so strong, it's tougher than leather. I'm different and gifted and better than terrific. And if you don't like it, you got to deal with it. So Roxanne, my girl, you're hereby warned. I'm the deafest female to ever be born. So take your corny snap and your cold, weak raps and stick them where you found them. Crack
Cracker Jack. So Roxanne 1 and Roxanne 2 and the other duck out of luck female crew. You can say what you like, try to diss me on the mic. When I'm in the house, you get on your bike. Cause now my friends, don't you ever forget, this is Sparky D's world and you're living in it.
I've been your age, y'all ain't never been mine. Guessing, questions, traveling the sands of time.
Everybody gets older.
Aging in the strong survive.
Everybody gets older.
Turn the page, can't run and hide.
Not everybody gets elder.
Don't care less, no, you can't buy.
Not everybody gets elder.
Your GPS is staying alive.
Everybody gets weak.
Weaker, just a matter of time.
Everybody gets weak.
Only the strong survive.
Not everybody gets meek.
Grim Reaper, stay arriving.
Not everybody gets meek.
I've been your age, y'all ain't never been mine.
Elder is the roof
that shelters the youth.
That looks down the road, laying tracks of where to go.
No country for old men.
The youth wanna peek.
Wanna speak to the younger survival.
The youth wanna peek.
Come of age, age of arrival.
If seen through the elder, they'll know what to seek.
Guessing questions, traveling through time.
If seen through the elder, they'll know what to seek.
Your GPS is staying alive.
Elder
is the roof that shelters the youth.
That looks down the road, laying tracks of where to go.
No country for old men. I've been your age, you ain't never been mine.
Chuck D's been setting people free his whole life.
I think Ray, Robbie, and Jim are your friends.
Spike Lee,
John D,
Harry Belafonte.
This is never the end.
They're all elders.
No country for old men. Tell it.
It's no wonder little Stevie brought the thunder.
Let no man put us under.
Marvin,
Gay,
Marley,
Bob.
They're all singing the same song.
Redemption doing the job.
Redemption.
Redemption. Let's go.
Everybody gets older.
Aging and the strong
but
survive.
Not everybody gets elder.
Turn the page, can't run and hide.
Elder is the roof that shelters the youth. That looks down the road, laying tracks of where to go.
No country for old men.
Elder is the roof
that shelters the youth.
That looks down the road, laying tracks
no where to go. No country for old men. I've been your age.
Vistas you thought you knew, you thought you were through.
Y'all ain't never been mine.
The long road has a bigger view.
I've been your age.
Look for the tracks.
Y'all ain't never been mine.
The roof is a shelter for the youth.
No country for old men.
Get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants in my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants in my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. Just like Jesse James when I'm sitting on trains. Every step we get to see we're clocking that game. Dog food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Just like Jesse James when I'm sitting on trains. Every step we get, see we're clocking that game. Dog food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Now all they wanna do is enter and take your money. All they wanna do is enter and take your money. All they wanna do is take your money. All they wanna do is and take your money.
Pirates, guns, and bombs.
Six and stones and bullets and bombs.
Running when we hit
It was on this day in 1988. Soundgarden released their second EP, FOP, their first on Sub Pop. Its title comes from the name of an Ohio Players song, which we heard them cover there. Raising a glass to Mary Morello, the mother of guitar god Tom Morello, of Rage Against the Machine, Audioslave, and strangely seemingly a member of the E Street Band. Mary was a teacher and, upon retiring in 1987, became a political activist, founding an anti-censorship group called Parents for Rock and Rap in response to the PMRC censorship efforts at the time. We listened to one of her son's side projects, Street Sweeper Social Club, which he formed along with rapper and filmmaker Boots Riley. They did a cover of MIA's Paper Planes. Mary Morello was 102. Wishing a happy birthday to Carlton Douglas Ridenour, better known as Chuck D. He turned 66 today. We heard a brand new song he did with John Densmore, the drummer from The Doors. It's called No Country for Old Men. Really didn't see that pairing coming. Prior to that, raising a glass to Sparky D, who left us on July 4th. She became famous as a battle rapper, I guess you'd call it. She did Sparky's Turn, Roxanne, You're Through, an answer track to Roxanne Shanté's Roxanne's Revenge, which itself was an answer to the real Roxanne's, the real Roxanne. The original diss tracks. Got that straight? Good. This will be on the test. She struggled during her career, being a victim of domestic violence, became a crackhead, and started to prostitute herself to feed her addiction. But she got past all of that, pivoting to Christian gospel hip-hop. She had just turned 61 when she died. Finally, at the top, we heard the theme to the television series Good Times, and I play that for Jim Gilstrap, who sang that tune, along with Blinky Williams. He was also famous for singing the first two lines of Stevie Wonder's You Are the Sunshine of My Life. He died on July 18th at age 79. I went down a bit of a rabbit hole researching him and this song. He showed up to sing the tune, which was written by the prolific team of Alan and Marilyn Bergman. Because, you know, who better to write the theme to a family sitcom taking place in the ghetto than the couple who had just won an Oscar for The Way We Were? Anyway, when Jim Gilstrap showed up to record it, there were apparently some additional lyrics that were a little, if not culturally insensitive, well, they just didn't fit the theme to a family sitcom. Lyrics like, roaches are roaming the hallways, landlord is nobody's fool living on the other side of town. Actually, pretty close to Fear's I Love Living in the City, now that I think about it. So they tweaked the lyrics and wound up with that memorable theme song. But then there's the story of another show Norman Lear was developing a year later. The actress Jeanette Dubois, who played the sassy neighbor figure on Good Times, was getting frustrated with her one-dimensional role on the show. So she went to Norman Lear to voice her frustrations, and he said, well, what else can you do? When she said she could write songs, he raised an eyebrow and gave her a crack at writing the theme song to a new show he was spinning off from All in the Family called The Jeffersons. So she went and wrote arguably the better of the two theme songs, Moving On Up. We've even been using that song here at X-Ray in one of those spots where you hear me talking about our impending move into new studios. Anyway, never knew that she wrote that, but it makes sense to keep it all in the family. No pun intended, as all of those shows were related. Not only was The Jeffersons a spinoff from All in the Family, but Good Times was a spinoff from Maude, which was itself a spinoff from All in the Family. Ah, the incestuousness of 70s sitcoms. All right, that'll wrap it up for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes, and do hope you'll join me again next week. Please stay tuned for Skybound Station coming up next. Got one more for you first. It was on this day in 1981. MTV begins broadcasting. It was also on this day in 1987. MTV Europe made its debut. Little side note. We all know the first video MTV played was the Buggles' Video Killed the Radio Star. I just found out that Oscar-winning composer Hans Zimmer plays keyboards in the video. Not on the song, but in the video. Weird. Anyway, to commemorate the debut of MTV, here's the Dead Kennedys from 1986 telling them to get off the air. Boy, if Jell-O thought MTV was bad then, just wait to see the kind of drivel it would become when it dropped the music. Well, MTV is no more, so the Dead Kennedys win in the end, I guess. You get it on X-Ray. Radio is yours.
Beloved corporate gods claimed they created rock video, allowing it to sink as low in 1 year as commercial TV has in 25. It's a new frontier, they say. It's wide open, anything can happen. But you got a lot of nerve to call yourself a pioneer when you're too goddamn conservative to take real chances. Tin-eared, rock paper-brained accountants instead of music fans. Of all the shots at giant record companies now, the lowest common denominator rule. Forget honesty, forget creativity. The dumbest by the mostest, that's the name of the game. But sales are slumping, and no one will say why. Could it be they put out one too many lousy records?
MTV, get off the air!